Police began shutting down roads near the entrances to the UC Santa Cruz campus after midnight Friday. Protesters had set up barricades on the roads leading in over the past several weeks. Dax Costello was a spokesperson for the group's Students for Justice in Palestine at UC Santa Cruz. He said police arrived without warning and began clearing the protesters.
At no point was there any sort of direct warning of, like, at this time, we'll call police, or anything like that.
UC Santa Cruz Chancellor Cynthia LaReeve released a statement Friday addressing the police action to remove the barricades and encampment. The statement read in part, quote, "After repeated unanswered calls to have the unlawful encampment voluntarily disband and remove the dangerous blockade from the campus entrance, we made the decision to request law enforcement to remove the blockade and encampment," unquote. Protesters have been calling for the university to cease any investments connected to Israel. UC Santa Cruz Students for Justice in Palestine spokesperson Dax Costello said talks with UC Santa Cruz administration over ending university investments linked to Israel in exchange for ending the protests broke down earlier this month. And that's when protesters decided
to use physical force, physical strength, to block up the functioning of the university.
UC administration has said that it has shown patience and has tried to bring the campus protest to a peaceful end. In her statement, UC Santa Cruz Chancellor Cynthia LaReeve said the barricades and encampment have disrupted campus access to other students and faculty and have, quote, continued to ignore university directives, including those related to safety, and have sought conflict, actively escalating tensions with our campus community, harming those who are simply trying to learn, teach, and do their jobs, unquote. The encampments and barricades have no direct connection to the ongoing graduate instructor strike at UC Santa Cruz and other UC campuses over unsafe working condition claims related to encampment removals at UCLA and elsewhere. However, they have expressed solidarity with one another. As of Friday afternoon, police and remaining protesters have been engaged in a tense standoff. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.